Welcome to Textination. Joining us today is Deej, as he's best known. Real name is David Daig, the community manager at Bungie for the newest title out there, Destiny 2 from Activision. Thanks for joining us, Deej.
Yeah, good to be on the show. Thank you.
For folks who aren't familiar, who've been hiding under rocks and whatnot, give us a little bit of overview about Destiny 2. This is follow-up to, obviously, Destiny.
Yeah, this is the sequel to the action shooter that we launched in 2014. We've had some expansions that have expanded the story and the boundaries of the world since then, but Destiny 2 is a sequel where we are hitting the reset button hard. We're telling a brand new story. We're sending players to four new, strange new worlds that they can explore. It's an action game. It pits you against the enemies of humanity, hostile invaders from outer space who come to Earth to attack a futuristic society that lives underneath the Traveler. The Traveler is a mystery. It's an enigma. It's a visitor from outer space that has granted the characters of our game, has granted the players of our game amazing powers. So we take players, we turn them into superheroes, we put amazing weapons into their hand, and we send them out into the wild to fight and have fun and make friends and, you know, enjoy some awesome moments with each other.
What do you think it is about this title and previously Destiny that has caused it to become so popular? How many players are there out there now today?
God, you know, I don't have an exact number. We had over a million online at the same time over the weekend. So that's a lot of people coursing through our data center. But I think the allure of Destiny, as a longtime player of Bungie games, I was a Bungie fan before I came to work here with the people that make these amazing games. And Bungie
that's
games
made you kind of
been
a hero in the player community at large, I think.
Well, it depends on who you ask, certainly. But yeah, I work with a number of people at Bungie who manage the community, who talk to the player, who serve the people that, you know, make this game their home or their hobby, and we consider ourselves enormously lucky. It is a pleasure and it is a privilege to be able to pay forward the amazing experiences that we had playing Bungie games and forming up into clans and meeting teammates who became friends that we'll have for the rest of our lives. That really is the product of a Bungie game. And I think points to your original question about the popularity of a Bungie game. It's a fun game. It's a game that sends you to amazing places. It makes you feel like this powerful warrior who's imbued with all the powers of the universe. At the same time, when you get those weapons in your hand and when you're flying through the air, just the visceral feeling of a Bungie game, putting you in the action in real time with the controls at your fingertips, the sandbox designers here, the character designers, they just cast you in this role of a hero, and it feels awesome, and it just, there's this fluid experience. Combine that with the art of the world really captures the imaginations of the player, and the character art takes every single person and enables them to project their personality into that world. You get to create a unique character in this game. You can be a human. You can be an otherworldly alien who is allied with humanity. You can be a robot, what we call an exo. From there, you decide your gender. You decide what your face looks like. And then you add to that character all of the armor and all of the weapons that you earn on your adventures that will really define you as a player. People will be able to tell at a glance if you mastered the story or if you like the cooperative tactical activities like strikes or raids, or if you're a master of the Crucible, which is our competitive arena. We let people customize and specialize this game around their character to suit the way that they play and to really cater to why they love games specifically and personally.
What do you say to people who might be new to all of this, who are interested in giving it a try, but might feel a little bit intimidated by the whole thing?
Yeah, I know that it can be intimidating to play a game where people have said, oh, I've played hundreds or thousands of hours of this game, or a game that is always social, where you know that you'll be seeing other players on every step of your journey. There are some people that don't necessarily want to play with other people, or there are other players who feel like, you know, this sounds like a fun game and I've heard great stories about the community, but the whole thing feels like it's a mile down the road by now. we would tell new players that this is a brand new, fresh start. In the opening act of this game, the city that we've been sworn to protect, all of the armor and weapons that we've collected, it all falls under attack. So everything literally goes up in flames, and we send all of the players of Destiny 2 limping out into the wild frontier to discover new ways to fight so that they can regroup and become powerful all over again so that they can launch a counterattack against this new enemy. So if you feel like you're behind, you'll be starting this new adventure in the same footsteps as every other player. And we're uniting a brand new community in the same condition. And if you're concerned about playing with other people, I would say that Destiny does a really good job of bringing players together so that they can enjoy the game together, but it also gives every single player full control over their level of social engagement. If you don't want to fire team up with another Guardian, you can play through the entire campaign all by yourself. You can explore the worlds that we've created, and you can plunder its treasure chests, and you can dive into its mysterious caves, and you can go on adventures and quests without the assistance of other players. They'll be there for you if you end up in a corner of the map where there's a huge boss for you to take down, but you don't need to make a commitment to other players to enjoy Destiny. I personally, as a longtime social gamer, think that the best way to play a Bungie game is with other people. But as a former clan overlord of Bungie games since 2005, I am biased, of course. And we make it very easy for people to form up into clans or to find fire teams to play these games in Destiny 2. And I'm proud of the fact that our community is very welcoming. They're very collaborative. They're interested in meeting new people. And when they discover players that have a lower power level than them, there isn't an act of shaming them for not having caught up yet. There's usually an invitation to bring them along on the adventures that they have yet to complete, because that's the best way for a player to show someone else how awesome they are, is to be the guide and to be the leader that shepherds someone along on their own adventure and introduces them to their own personal moments of glory.
Is it more difficult for people who join in later, maybe weeks or even months after the game initially ships?
No, I certainly don't think so. They will be able to start this adventure in their own time. They will be able to enjoy the story that we're telling about loss and recovery and going out to the stars to reunite the survivors of the attack that opens up the story of the game, to bring them all home so that they can fight back. They can take their time, they can enjoy the story in the same manner as every other player. And then when they reach the end game, when they have armor and weapons that they can use to tackle some of the larger challenges in the game, there will be plenty of people at the ready to say, welcome to our community. Let me take you along on some of the things that we've accomplished and let me show you the ropes. I think that somebody who joins this community in the weeks and months to come would be at a great advantage, because there would be so many people who know the pathways to these moments of triumph that make Destiny so special, and they'll be eager to show people the way. We're actually building a new feature into Destiny 2 that we call Guided Games, where clans like mine can open up their fire teams to another player or two. We can invite people to join us as reinforcements. We can have a conversation with them before we go off on a mission, just to let them know how hard it's going to be and what might be expected of them. And then we can take them along with us and literally be their trail guides for what would be an awesome journey. And people who join Destiny in the weeks and months to come will find that there are many eager clans who will earn rewards for doing this, for their activity and for their contribution to the community. And I think what we've seen is that this community is always very eager for new players to join, because it just makes the world of the game that much more rich and interesting and alive.
And Destiny 2 is ready for something that didn't exist, I suppose, when the original Destiny came out, and that's 4K machines.
Indeed. Well, we're always looking to maximize what any device is capable of, and we're always looking to honor the player's investment in state-of-the-art hardware. So you will find Destiny in 4K on the PlayStation 4 Pro. And we're also very excited for the first time in many, many years to serve players on the PC. So the PC version of Destiny comes out on October 24th, and depending on what sort of hardware you're running, you're going to find uncapped frame rates, you're going to find 4K resolution, you're going to find all the bells and whistles that a modern, current, cutting-edge hardware-enabled PC gamer demands. We're putting a lot of control into their hands so that they can custom-tune their experience to ideally suit exactly the way that they play.
What's the typical demographic? Is it any different from what we'd expect of the gamer demographic?
I'm proud of the fact that when you look at the Destiny community, you see a very diverse group of people. When you look at the people who are online streaming their gameplay or creating videos, they come from every corner of the world. They come from every walk of life. We have gone to great lengths to foster a very welcoming and inclusive community. These days, everyone is a gamer. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone that doesn't either have a hobby as a hardcore player of their favorite title or has some amusing pastime installed on their smartphone. The idea of a gamer, I think, is passing into irrelevance. It's turning into saying, well, I'm a radio listener or I am a television watcher. Well, of course you are. This is a critical medium of entertainment, and it's something that everyone experiences. So we've been able to welcome all different types of people into the Destiny community. We've been able to welcome teenagers and their parents who play together. There are so many great father and son stories. I've been all over the world and have met people from Dubai or France or Australia or Russia or Brazil or any corner of the world where people have a thirst for action and an internet connection. They can come and join us and play Destiny, and we can bring all of those people into the same world of the game where they're all united as a force for good in joining together to enjoy these great adventures.
Well, it is great fun. Tell us where people can go to for more info.
You can go to destinythegame.com if you want to learn more about the game. If you want to read the things that we're up to every week at Bungie as we roll out special occasions and different events, or if you want to manage your own clan and understand your own stats as your character progresses, you can go to bungie.net, B-U-N-G-I-E.net. That's where me and my team write the blog and moderate the forum and serve a thriving community that's banding together into different clans to tackle the experience and enjoy the action together.
Finally, before we let you go, Deej, for people who wonder how much time is this going to take, do I have the time to devote to playing a game like this? What do you tell them?
Destiny is whatever you make of it. If you want to come and be told an amazing story about going out into our solar system and exploring spaces that you may have only ever heard of, we can sit you down in your game room, drop a controller in your hand, and we can blow your mind. This game will capture your imagination, whether you give it 12 hours or whether you play it for 4 hours every week. You can be somebody who finishes the campaign and walks away happy, or you can decide to hunker down in that world and become a citizen of this fascinating place where we've turned people into heroes and set them on the path to personal glory. It's really up to the player. But I would invite anybody who would love to enjoy this great explosive experience full of great characters and mind-blowing environments and huge epic set pieces where you are the hero, come and give it a try. Because Destiny will meet you wherever it is that you play. If you're a lone wolf, or if you want to be a big deal in our community, we have a great set of experiences to cater to any type of player, no matter what their mood.
And again, it's for the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and as of October 24th, the PC as well. It's Destiny 2 from Bungie and Activision. Deej, thanks for taking the time with us.
Pleasure's all mine, sir.
Now this, we've been telling you about the great products and great people at Sea Crane for years, and the lineup just keeps getting better. The CC Wi-Fi radio is a personal favorite that lets you tune in to radio stations from all around the world via the internet. More than 16,000 in all. When the weather turns nasty, the CC Lantern will light the way with LED bulbs and never run out of power. You can charge it up from any USB source or the 12-volt socket in your car, or you can simply grab the hand crank on top and wind. Need an even more powerful solution? The CC LED Spot XB runs on standard batteries and puts out nearly the equivalent of a 100-watt light bulb. You'll find those bright ideas and a lot more to like by clicking on the link to see Crane at textination.com. Put in the code TEXTINATION for a free flashlight with your order. See Crane. They've been making customers loyal for decades.